There you go. So welcome to Monday night's class. And Bria's going to start off with our meditation, a nice short, brief meditation to bring ourselves here. So let's just first close our eyes. And bring yourself into that comfortable seated spot. Feet are rooted. And you can have a nice tall spine. Preferably not leaning against something, but for the beginning meditation, just find yourself in a comfortable position. And the first thing that we tend to notice when we close those eyes is the breath. It welcomes us in. And as you feel that body just softening and accepting this moment, just ask yourself, what's going on with my body? What's going on with me right now? Just releasing any tension in the jaw, any tension in the shoulders. And we'll begin this meditation now with our resurrection breath. We went over that last week, and I'll guide you through it. So we take a nice full yet gentle inhale through the nose and just hesitate there as you turn your chin over your left shoulder through the mouth, two exhales, and then bring it back to the center and just go back to that breath. Feeling that cool, cool breath as it first touches your nostrils and travels all the way in, and the exhale, the warm, soft exhale, as it releases any tension right now that you can feel, and just know you're here, you're safe, and you know that you're breathing in, you know that you're breathing out. You're welcome to say to yourself when you breathe in, just say in. And when the exhale comes, just say to yourself out. In. Out. Just keep coming back to your in and your out. And now we'll listen to whatever you can hear, and once again with your tinnitus. Just listen to the depth of what is there. Anything else? And now just slide your attention down into your belly. Let the belly just accept the breath as it comes down. Nice soft belly. And what do you feel? Is it empty? Is it full? Is it tense? What do you feel? And now listen to the thoughts. Listen to the thoughts. I'll go back to in breath, out breath. Our beautiful anchor. It's always there for us. And gently slip into the sounds that you can hear. Slide down into the belly, to the accepting belly. And listen to your thoughts. Listen. Breathe in, out. Listen. Listen. Belly. Go to the belly. Thought. And the breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stay with the breath. And come home to the breath over and over again. And now release this technique. Just breathe normally. And slowly and gently, let the eyelids gently rise and open. Excellent. Welcome, Jeannie. Please unmute yourselves. Excellent. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, how do you guys feel now since we sat for a few minutes in meditation? How do you feel now as opposed to maybe when we first said hello? Any difference? Any sensations? You still feel like right there? Okay. Very good. Well, then we'll just keep meditating and meditating. Excellent. So, are you finding that you do at all recognize when the thoughts start to take you away? Is anybody started to feel that or started to recognize the thoughts that always want to take you away? Or you do, Julie? So have you had an incident yet where you said, oh, I'm thinking again, gotta go back?
Yeah, I think that happens multiple times.
Very good. Has it happened to you during the day at all? Has that started to come up at all?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Takes practice. We've had years of letting those thoughts take us away. We've had years. How about you, Sean?
I couldn't like tell when it was happening. I only like knew it after the fact, but then I noticed that it only happened. Well, I only caught myself like two or three times. I think the last time I was in the 5 or 6 or 7 range, I was just constantly not able to totally, shut the, you know, turn the off switch off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So yeah, I mean, I think it was after the fact though, not really the question that you wanted me to answer, which is, can you recognize, but like, you know, can you recognize your thoughts going somewhere else? It was very delayed, I think, for me. I was 15 seconds before I realized, wait, I gotta sit up, I gotta get back in my position, you know?
Well, good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to stop saying can you at this point, because I'm not looking for an answer. All answers are right. And when you answer authentically and really not to please me, is when we start to know what's happening inside ourselves. We're starting to recognize that ourselves, right? So good, good, good answer. Wonderful. And I know, Jeannie, you just came in, but were you, did you notice any of your thoughts coming through? Is it getting, can you come back? Or, and there's a can, but yeah.
Normally I can. I notice it, you know, but tonight, since I was getting in here late, I hadn't been breathing in such long enough to really turn off my day. So yeah. I was still kind of thinking about whatever I was thinking about in the drive home, you know, so yeah. So I'm hoping I'll do better the rest of the session.
Isn't that the way it is? I mean, the mind is up there to keep us going, to keep us thinking, to keep us alive, right? The brain is our master guide, but the brain or the mind, it's going to constantly, constantly keep going. That's what the mind does. Okay. So to think that we're going to just shut it off and come back, is a really difficult task to put on ourselves right away. So the first thing one of the first things we do is to accept that mind. The throat is dry today. It was to accept the mind chatters. And it's doing us a great service by doing that. But sometimes it chatters just a little too much and it goes in all kinds of directions. There's a name for this, you guys. It's official. It's called chitte vritti. And that's not something you really ever need to learn, okay? But just to know that there is a name for that chatter of the mind. Chitte vritti, excuse me. But we are learning to use what we call labels. It's when we go to the breath and then we go to our senses. Those are great ways of coming in and directing our mind. So all of a sudden it takes the power of that crazy wild mind away as we direct it. I want to listen now. I want to breathe now. I want to hear now. I listen. I want to feel now. What's the sensation in my belly? What are the sensations in my hands? What am I feeling? Yeah. And so we can do that. We direct our minds until we can finally, you know, get it to calm down, be right here. I've said it before that our lives are put together simply moment to moment to moment. You watch that thing on our clocks. It goes tick, 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 and they just keep going. And so does the mind. There are other ways of directing our mind without just mostly the senses. And that would be with labeling them according to where they are. Not like it's out in the field, but where they are. Are you here with me right now, mind? Or are you still thinking as I was thinking, all the thoughts I was thinking in my car on the way here? And Jeannie just said that. And that's wonderful. I'm glad you brought that up. That's past, right? But the mind is still there. It's working. It's doing what it's supposed to do, and it's completing its task. I'm still working on the past. Or you might have been thinking also on your way here of the future, this class. I got to get here. I got to get here. I got to get here. And then you're here, and it's like, okay, I'll be there in about 5 minutes after I breathe a few moments. So the brain is always going everywhere. So we can name this. This is a way we can take the power away from that. We can name it. Oh, I'm thinking of the past. I'm thinking again, and it's in the past. Okay, that's the past. I'm right here. Oh, I'm thinking about the future. We name that. It's the future. Okay? Come on back. I'm right here. Okay? Excellent. So we're going to go ahead and settle ourselves in. Any questions? Does that sound kind of odd to you? Or has anybody ever tried that before? Let's do it and see how it feels. We are going to start with what we call a body scan just to get into it and know how we feel. Okay. So again, when we do go into our meditations, I'll go into this. We like to have the bottom of our feet rooted. So if it's not on the floor, maybe on a stool, or even if you can feel comfortable cross-legged. Quite often people get very uncomfortable doing that, but your feet would be touching your shins then. So something to put your feet on, and then your hands can just rest in your lap. Okay. From there, we just settle into our sits bones, into our bottoms, and the spine gets tall. I'll ask you to not lean back during this one, if possible. Now, if you find pain in the back and it needs to relax, always do so and always readjust. But we like the tall spine. That would be, you know, the ultimate, right? Going right up the back of the neck. So we bring the chin in just a tiny bit so you can feel the opening right up there at the top of the neck. And then the crown of your head is just lifted, right? And from there, just take a breath. And then close your eyes, exhale softly, and let the shoulders, the elbows, the hands relax. And we'll just breathe again for a few moments. In. Out. And we'll begin this meditation also with another resurrection breath to bring us right into our meditation. So breathe in through the nose, fully. Hesitate gently, turn your chin over your left shoulder, open your mouth. Bring back. Breathe in through the nose, out through the nose. And say to yourself right now, in, out. Feel the effects of that wonderful breath as it makes itself, its way in. Follow the progression. And then follow the progression of that warm, soft exhale as it begins, releases, in and out. Feeling the weight of your body as it settles into your chair, your cushion. And we'll begin at the top of your head. Just feel your hair, feel your scalp. And from there, just imagine your breath just softening your forehead, relaxing your eyebrows. Going down through the temples as your cheeks relax with the breath. Gentle massage of your breath. Just letting your eyes just relax in their sockets. And we'll release the jaw gently, softening the lips. And gently let the lips just part, just gently. The jaw, the lower jaw gets just a little heavier. Let's follow that breath now as it goes down into the neck, into the throat, following it down the shoulders. Soften. Caress the shoulders with your breath. Notice how it touches the chest, the inner chest, the lungs, and the heart. Gentle little dance of the lungs and the heart, the breath. Feeling your elbows becoming heavy and the forearms relaxed down through your wrists and your fingers. Notice the sensation in your hands. And as you keep coming back to your breath, inhale, exhale. We slide down again, once again, down into the belly and the waistline. And let the breath soften it. Welcome that breath, softly. And follow the breath as it journeys down into your hips, into your lap. Into your knees. And let the softness of the breath go down through your shins, down through your calves. For your ankles and your feet. Keep coming back to that breath that is breathing your body right now, right here. How do you feel? How do you feel? Now let's release any breath technique that you've got. Take a nice, cool breath in. And as you exhale, let's slowly open the eyes again. And let's check in, each and every one of us, what is going on right now and how do we feel right now? Okay, Julie, you're the first one to unmute. How do you feel?
I'm really tired.
I remember the first week you said that this is a time of night that you start to get tired. Is that a good thing? Does it feel welcome or are you having to fight it?
I have seasonal disaffective disorder, and so it feels like somebody's turning the lights off. And I'd like to be awake.
Very good. So you're aware. This is very good. Very good. Okay. Let's go with Jeannie. How do you feel right now?
Pretty good. I feel relaxed, but yet my body feels like it has more oxygen in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Is it, how does it feel like when you first came in? Let's feel that.
A lot better than when I first came in. Yeah.
And isn't this a simple thing to do, to just say, Sean, how are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty relaxed. And I had trouble with my posture because I was tired and getting so relaxed that I would slouch or I would, you know, just whatever. My body was moving, although I was tired. I don't know. It's hard for me to keep my posture.
So Sean, yeah, that's when I, you know, before we even went into this, if you gotta find a way to get relaxed, then do. And I noticed you did that. You helped yourself to that. Again, I would say so many people do. You can find a backing, or so many people do like to lay down. It's hard to stay totally alert when you're laying down, unfortunately. But if you find that your back is really sore or any pain, please be okay with moving around and helping yourself. We've got another meditation to do tonight. So welcome yourself. Welcome yourself to really going into where your body wants to go. It's talking to you now. See, isn't this something? During the day and when we first got here, our minds were talking to us and now our bodies are talking to us. That's a good one. That's a very, very good one. So we're going to learn a new technique, and this is a technique that gets used just all the time. All the time. Not 100% of the time, but all the time is like almost all the time. Okay. And it's called the three-part breath. Now, you guys have all meditated with Karen before, so I'm sure you've done it. Breathing, you know, we've just gone through our breathing all of our lives, and we learn a different pattern of breathing. Sometimes it's just not that easy. It's not that easy. So we're going to work on it. Let's place our right hand right there on our belly. Okay. And right now, as you breathe in through your nose, expand the belly out into your hand. Just feel it expanding. And as you exhale, just exhale and use your hand. You can use your hand too, and push the belly in, getting the navel center to push or deepen into, sink into the spine. And then inhale. I'm going to point down to my belly as I sit here. I'm just going to inhale and exhale. So let's do that a few times just through the nose. And you'll hear that too. You'll hear that breath. So inhale, expanding the belly. You'll feel the belly button kind of opening up, the waistline expanding. And then exhale through the nose and just release it. Let the belly just release down into the bowl. Yeah. And as we do this, try to keep the shoulders relaxed. See if we can keep tapped into that soft body. One more time. Inhale. Expand the belly. And exhale. Let the belly relax. Good. You can release your hand for right now if you'd like. So our breath, of course it starts up here, but we're going to feel the mechanism starting at the belly. Come down again. So as we begin our three-part breath, we begin by expanding the belly, but that's just one third of it. As we keep breathing in softly, you're going to feel the rib cage and the chest expanding open. Like you're opening up the rib cage. I always say it's like opening those Venetian blinds to see the sun come in. And then the third part of that breath is going to come up into the lungs and just fill up your lungs. Okay, so basically it will be inhale, belly, chest, lungs. And as you exhale, we'll just repeat that in that fashion, just kind of go backwards. So as you exhale, you'll just let the lungs deflate, let the chest relax down, and then press the belly button into the spine. Shall we give that a little practice? Okay. So let's start first. Exhale. And we're going to do this nice and soft through the nose. Hands can be on your belly if you'd like. And let's start. Inhale, expand the belly. Expand and open up the chest and then come up into the lungs. Hesitate. And as you slowly exhale, let the lungs deflate. Let the chest drop a bit and let the belly button sink into the abdominal bone. Breathing in again as the waistline expands, coming up into your chest. Just breathe it up like it's lifting into the lungs. Hesitate, soft shoulders. And then exhale through the nose. Let the lungs deflate. Let the chest soften and let the belly sink. Now just go into regular breath, everybody. Now I know it's not always as easy, but it's a nice lifting up of the breath, bringing it down with the breath. Okay. Yeah. Why are we doing this? Well, Jeannie said one thing, we're bringing oxygen into that body. We're bringing a lot of health and we are again taking the power of the mind away as we are saying, I am going, well, if you remember the genie story, I'm going up the pole, I'm coming down. Okay. So let's do that just two more times and then we're going to go into a nice relaxing meditation. So let's just start with our eyes open first. Exhale, press the belly. And let's begin with that three-part breath. Inhale through the nose, expand the belly, expand the rib cage, lift it up into the lungs as though they're lifting up and up underneath the collar. And then exhale softly as the lungs deflate, the chest relaxes. The belly sinks, the belly button sinks in. And again, inhale, big belly, open chest, full lungs, and exhale, deflate, let the air out of the lungs, relax the chest, belly sinks, sinks, sinks. And then release that technique. So that's very much an intricate part of a meditation to bring us into our meditation. We're going to talk to that. We're going to put that genie on the pole, that genie being our chitte vritte, our chattering mind, the genie that just always needed something, something. We're going to have it go up the pole and down the pole. And we know our breath. And then I'm going to take you on a journey. Okay. So this will take a little bit of time. Go ahead and sit back if you'd like. Keep the throat open, spine tall. And let's do it. Let's do it. Let's close the eyes. Like I said, the first thing we tend to notice is the breath. So go there. In. Out. Just feel the heaviness of the body being supported. And we'll begin this final meditation tonight again with our resurrection breath. So let's breathe in one full breath. Turn your chin to the left, two quick exhales through the mouth. And we're going to come back and come straight to our three-part breath. So exhale, sink the belly. And now let's start to breathe in slowly as you expand the belly button. Open up the chest. Lift it up into your lungs, hesitate, and exhale through the nose, letting the lungs relax, letting the chest relax, and simply letting the belly button just sink into the abdominal. Inhale through the nose, broaden that waistline, lift it up into your ribs, up into your lungs, and hesitate, and exhale through the lungs. The chest relax, the belly. One more time. Inhale, expand the belly, expand the ribs up into your lungs and softly and like a slide, let it out so your lungs deflate. Your ribs just relax, and your belly just sinks in, and then release that technique. Whenever you find yourself thinking, go back to in, out, feeling your body, find your anchor. It may be your hands, maybe your belly, maybe the sound. Just breathe. And now I'm going to ask you guys to actually think. I want you to go back to the last wedding you attended. And picture that wedding. Was it inside? Was it outside? What time of year was this wedding? Who was getting married? And now come back. Come back to your inhale, your exhale, the coolness of that inhale as it touches your nostrils and then journeys upwards. Sustain your attention to that. And then the warmth and the softness of the exhale as it makes its journey back, releases in, out. And now let's go ahead and think of the future. A simple future. Do you have plans for next weekend? What do you think you'll be doing next weekend? Are you going to stay home? Are you going to travel somewhere? Where would you like to travel? Where would you like to go? Would it be warm there? Would it be cold there? What would you wear? What would you take with you? Now come back to that breath. Cool air in, warm breath out. Soft body, sitting in your place. Let's go back again to that wedding, past. What were you wearing at that wedding? Were they serving food? Did you like it? Did you like the food that they were serving? And how did you feel about the couple that was getting married? Did you think this was a good one? Oh, yes. What was your opinion in there as you sat and watched the marriage? Now let's come back to your breath, to the nostrils. Cool air in, warm breath out. Let's go on going to the soft forehead, soft eyes, the soft cheeks, soft jaw, in, out. And let's go again to a place that you would like to go, just maybe next weekend or soon. Go back to that place. Who's there with you? Where are you staying? Staying in a home, hotel room? Camper, where are you staying? Where will you be staying? Now come back to the breath. Inhale, exhale. And your body as it sits. Your feet as they're grounded. Your elbows that are heavy. Say to yourself, in, out. And when your mind starts to chatter, when your mind starts to go away, say, is it past? Is it future? Can you come back to the body that is just here for you? The breath. Label these wanderings. And feel free when you come back to the present. Feel free to say to yourself over and over again, I am here. I am here. When you wonder, label, name it as a past, future, and then just come back. I am here. And then we'll release this technique. Let's go to a normal breath. And before we open our eyes, let's take one nice long, just breath in. Like you're smelling the roses, and then exhale through your mouth as you open your eyes. Another way coming back. I personally love that technique. I know when I first started doing it, I used mostly in my car. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. Okay, you're here. Pay attention to the cars that are around you. Oh, today was so hard, it was so hard. I'm here. That's past. I'm going home. Okay, that's future. I'm driving my car and I need to be right here. How did it go for you guys? What did you feel about that technique? Jeannie?
I really liked it. It was kind of like really good practice for naming where I was, you know, past and future. And it was really easy for me because when you told us to think of a wedding, well, my daughter got married 2 months ago. So that just, the whole time I'm doing that, I'm just filled with joy. And then, you know, so it was great. And then the future thing, I was going to, you know, go visit friends. So that made me happy. So when I'd wander, I'd go back to the past. And then when I'd bring myself to present, then I'd feel joy again because I'm so happy because of what I was just thinking. So it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
I'm glad that worked for you. Really glad.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Who's next? I'll let you guys. Okay, Sean. How'd that technique work for you?
It was good. I went to a good wedding. There was indoor and outdoor. There was a lot of just positive thoughts just kind of going. So that was good. I appreciate that. I still have trouble fidgeting. I think I just need to reduce the coffee content, but I could actually like feel like parts of my body that were like, you know, that you were calling out, like the lungs or I was able to sense, feeling in that area when you would say that.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent. Once again, going to the body and recognizing the sensations. Okay, I've had a little too much caffeine because I'm feeling this stuff. I'm feeling fidgety. And that's really good. Really good that when we go to the sensations, huge. Julie, how did that technique work for you?
I found myself I went to a wedding this summer, so I was able to go to the wedding, but even within, you know, like 5 or 6 seconds, like I was already lost. Like my mind was already gone somewhere else. Like even with you walking us through, you know, it's like my mind was just like, whoo, but coming back to the breath, you know, that was sort of the defining path through.
Okay, so when you found yourself getting lost, do you know where you went?
Sometimes. It's just sort of, it's just that, you know, train of just sort of random places that, you know, mind goes.
Were you aware enough to know if it was the past or the future?
I think about half the time. I mean, sometimes it just starts to get fuzzy. You know, like as you're, those kind of exercises I often do when I'm going to sleep. So maybe that was sort of the sense of the getting lost sense as I was actually falling asleep.
You're tapping into your sleep mode, girl. Okay, that explains. So yes. This technique is meant to be a labeling technique. I'm so glad that you two felt so much joy in that. But the technique itself is to, when we recognize that we're thinking, a way of bringing ourselves back is to name it. That's the past. Okay. Oh, so I'm thinking about this wedding. It feels so good, but that's the past. And right now I'm in a car driving this big machine and I've got to be aware of where I am. Here I am. Oh, but I'm going to go to the store and I got to get this and this and this and this and this. And then I got to come. Okay. That's the future. I'm going to bring myself back here. So the words past, present, here, and future are just another way of bringing us back in. So last week we practiced in this, earlier in this thing, we practiced sound, taste, sensations, but we can also name them. Okay. There's other names we can always go to, you know, oh, that's anger. Oh, no, I'm going to get away from anger. Come right here. Oh, that's joy. That's great. Hang on to it, but bring it in right here. So there's ways of naming where we've gone, finding that place, past, future, I'm here, possibly anger, anxiety, I'm here, joy, ecstasy, let's bring it all in right here, okay? So that way we can be here, and then, like Sean said, he tapped into the sensations that are in the body. And you guys answered me that. I felt joy. I felt fidgety, but I'm feeling sensations. And that's what the body scan is all about. Right? So we'll continue. We'll move on next week. But this is wonderful. You guys are all starting to really tap in to the body and the mind. It's all starting to. And again, doing these labelings, it just kind of takes the power, a little bit of that power away from that mind that wants to take over. Okay. So let's give ourselves some loving kindness. Just place your right hand at your chest. If you'd like, put your left hand or maybe down in your belly. And if you would like, you can just speak it with me. Just close your eyes gently for just a moment. Take a breath and sink in to what you have taken in tonight. And think of every word that you're hearing and what you're saying. May I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness, that I may be at peace. So please just bow your head, your forehead towards your heart And I thank you all. May you be blessed. May you be blessed and may you be triply blessed so that you may be an even greater blessing to others. Thank you. Namaste. I hope you all a wonderful sleep tonight and a great day tomorrow. Thank you. I'm going to turn my recording off. I'll see you next week.